Since 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been committed to supporting our nation's first responders and veterans, heroes who put their lives on the line for our communities and our country. Heroes like U.S. Army Major Jonathan Turnbull. Major Turnbull sustained devastating injuries at the hands of an ISIS suicide bomber. The complete loss of his left eye, a puncture to his right eye, he needed more than 20 surgeries and countless hours of rehabilitation. Tunnel to Towers paid off his mortgage and gave him a specially adapted smart home designed for his needs. He moves around his home more easily now. His home also gives him hope. With help from people like you, the foundation supports families like the Turnbulls. Join Tunnel to Towers in supporting America's heroes, our nation's catastrophically injured veterans and first responders, homeless veterans, Gold Star families, and the families of fallen first responders. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2T.org. 95 cents of every dollar goes directly to their programs.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear because it's like I want to confront anything in my life that feels challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
You're listening to the Buck Sexton Show podcast. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Team, welcome to the Freedom Hut Wednesday, June 22nd edition. We got a lot to talk about. Murders up in five major American cities, and there are some rules and regulations that you need to know about as the Democrats pretend we don't know how to fix this. It's so complicated. It's actually not that complicated. Plus, a State Department advisor says that conditions are different from when Obama called gas tax holidays a gimmick, because now Biden is so desperate he's looking to do a gas tax holiday. And the NRA and many others slamming the Senate's gun control package, saying it falls short on every level. We'll discuss exactly what's going on here. But sure enough, it is not going to save any lives, but it is going to harass law-abiding gun owners. And this is exactly what we've known would be the case all along. We'll discuss. You know I love the MyPillow products, and they've helped me get better sleep now for years. But honestly, I do my radio show every day in the My Slippers. They're the most comfortable things you can put on your feet. Mike Lindell took over 2 years to develop these, ensuring they weren't just ordinary slippers. They're made with a three-tier cushioning system, two layers of MyPillow foam, and a layer of impact gel to prevent fatigue and offer all-day comfort. These slippers can be worn all day long, indoor and outdoor, made from high-quality leather suede. Trust me when I tell you, you need these extremely durable yet comfortable slippers. For a limited time, you'll be saving $90 a pair on each order of My Slippers, or each, rather, pair of My Slippers. It's a blowout sale right now, so make sure you order. Log on to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials, and use promo code BUCK, that's B-U-C-K, to receive this incredible limited time offer. The slippers come with a one-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. That website is MyPillow.com. Promo code BUCK to save $90 on a pair of My Slippers. These slippers are the best. I own two pairs. I've given them to all my family members. You're going to love them. You're walk around your house all day, indoor, outdoor. You'll absolutely love these slippers. All right. Now, the situation of crime in this country is completely out of control. Okay, we know that the progressive prosecutors and the Democrats who have pushed for insane policies are trying to come up with all these complicated reasons, rationales, explanations for why things just seem to keep getting worse. But that, because that's the reality right now. In case you're wondering, we had the worst year ever from 2020 to 2021, or that year, of increased homicides nationwide, 30% overall nationwide increase in murders. 30%. I mean, that's astonishing. But now you also have homicides rising in a number of cities. Milwaukee is up 24%, almost 25% year over year, 2022 to 2021. Washington, D.C. and Atlanta, Georgia are both over 13% increases over last year, which was nationwide a 30% increase. And Baltimore has seen a 7% increase. Los Angeles, a 7% increase over last year. Understand this. It's not just a 7% increase. It's an increase over the massive increases of 2021 or 2020 to 2021. So this means that the homicide rate spiked in these cities and has stayed at that elevated level. Now, people are finally getting, understandably, completely fed up with this nonsense, because it all comes from the wrong kind of thinking on this, that not allowing people to be arrested who break the law is somehow going to make us all safer. No one's saying if you shoplift, $20 of something, that you should spend a year in prison. But if you shoplift, there should be an arrest made. There should be some facing up to reality. And if you shoplift more than once, well, then you should start thinking about a period of incarceration. If you're stealing, $5,000 handbags, you're making a choice. Someone's making a choice to break the law and to engage in a very serious theft. And you can't just let this stuff go all the time. And that has been the mentality of Democrats. They're basically challenging us all to say, you know what? You're just going to have to lock up criminals. Okay. I understand that that seems not nice to the Democrat mindset these days, but you're going to have to punish people who violate the law. And you're going to have to also have punishments for violation of the law that are commensurate with the crime. So yeah, obviously toll jumping or toll evasion, turnstile jumping in the New York City subway system shouldn't be something that gets you sent to prison. But, should you have to pay a $100 fine? Should you have a bench ticket every time? Yes. Yes, people should actually have a fine for this. Yes, this should not be allowed. Because what ends up happening is you have a top-down and a bottom-up surge in criminality that comes from people believing that this is somehow okay because they're not being prosecuted. Now, the good news is that people are recognizing the madness of some of this. I mean, Chicago, for example, just to give you an idea of a policy, has a no foot chase policy for police now, unless they think a serious felony is underway or has just been committed. So now if you steal and the police show up and you just decide to run, the rule in Chicago is the cops should not chase you. You just get to run and you get away with the theft. How many people do you think are going to be arrested for shoplifting? And when I say shoplifting, I'm not talking about a stick of gum. There's organized, high-level, orchestrated criminal larceny going on in cities like Chicago, where people come in, five of them, 10 of them at a time, and steal $100,000 worth of high-end merchandise. I mean, this is not someone's, stealing a loaf of bread because they're starving, as much as AOC wants to make it seem like that. That's absurd. That's not what's happening. In fact, bread, and I can tell you this from my own store on the corner, that's not under lock and key. Razor blades, high-end skincare products, high-end chocolate, that stuff is under literal lock and key at the drugstore on my corner. At the pharmacy on my corner, you have to get a key and a person to come in, because the theft is happening all the time. This is all over the country. And it's because of ideas like the one in Chicago, where if only we don't enforce the law, we'll be a safer, better community. It's just not true. We've seen this. And that's why there's the pushback against people like Los Angeles County District Attorney George Gascon, who should be recalled and hopefully will be recalled soon. Remember, there was that shooting in El Monte, California, east of downtown Los Angeles. Two cops killed by a gang member with his gang affiliation tattooed on his face, with multiple felony arrests in his background. Here's what Gascon says to try to defend himself. Play clip 14.
The history of the suspect, Mr. Flores, did not contain any evidence of violence. He had been arrested mostly for drug-related offenses, and almost a decade ago, he was arrested and convicted for burglarizing his grandparents' home. The outcome in this particular case was appropriate.
The outcome was appropriate, he says, as two cops lay dead, their kids without a father. The outcome of the case was appropriate. The outcome of the case was a disaster, obviously. He should be begging forgiveness, not saying we did the right thing. It's disgusting. Disgusting. But this is the progressive mindset. Yeah, some people are going to die, but we're going to make community relations with law enforcement better. Because if we enforce the law less, then we'll get less lectures about systemic injustice. If we enforce the law less, then we'll hear less from the Antifa and BLM riots of 2020. This was a terrible bargain that these cities struck. This was a stupid idea, as we can all see. And we are recognizing now the full depth of the lunacy. And people are literally dying because of these bad ideas, these foolish ideas rooted in a delusion. And we've seen this now. We've run the experiment. The data is in. They were wrong. They were wrong. Full stop. And that's why, you know, I saw in New York City, they're taking these dirt bikes off the road. I can hear this. It sounds like a scene from a Mad Max movie outside my window every night of the week. People come in 50, 100 or more of these biker gangs with bikes that are illegal on the streets of New York. Now, I'm sorry, but you can't tell me that the city can enforce strapping a cloth across my face, which was dumb to begin with, but they were vicious about enforcing that. But you're going to allow people to have four-wheel ATVs going 50 miles an hour through Times Square? That's what's going on. So finally, Mayor Adams has taken 100 of these illegal dirt bikes off the street, and they're destroying them. But, you know, you need to arrest people. They know this is wrong. They are flouting the law. They're making a mockery of the law. Enough is enough. If I have to pay taxes and I had to get a shot in the arm so that I could do my job, or New York City wouldn't allow me into an office building, I had to wear masks on planes, trains, and in automobiles. I had to do all this because the state was willing to enforce the law strongly about all of that. But on all these other things, quality of life crimes, you're going to tell me that they're not going to enforce the law? I'm sorry. Unacceptable. Unacceptable. We're not living in some barbarous time here. It's time for the law to be the law. You know, we tried this. Oh, let's end mass incarceration. Great. More criminals on the streets, more old ladies getting beaten to death with bats. That's what's happened as a result of this progressive lunacy. But, oh, they feel better about themselves. Oh, it's society's problem. No, I'm sorry. The law is the law. There are plenty of other countries around the world where people are expected to and obey the law and know if they break it, they will be punished. So that is the reality that we all need to be living in now. And I think we're all sick of the crap, all sick of the pandering and the lib nonsense. Folks, remember that big hotel chain breach when it comes to data about 3 years ago? There were a lot of headlines at the time, but more than 10 million customer records containing sensitive data were accessed by hackers. And the customer information stolen from that data breach was dumped on Telegram, and anyone can see it now. Cyber criminals sell this stuff. And they use it for targeted scams and phishing emails. I've gotten these text messages where they say, hey, it's your bank and we know where you live. Just click on this link. Tell us your password because we've been hacked. Guess what? That's the hacking attempt itself. It's a phishing attempt. They're very sophisticated. So it's important you understand how cybercrime and identity theft are affecting our lives. Every day we put our information at risk on the internet, and in an instant, a cyber criminal can steal what's yours. That's why there's LifeLock. LifeLock helps detect a wide range of identity threats, like your social security number for sale on the dark web. When they see the threat, They're in touch with you to determine whether there's a problem, and if they detect your information has been compromised, they'll send you an alert. You have access to a dedicated restoration specialist if you become a victim. No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses, but you can help protect what's yours with LifeLock by Norton. Join now and save up to 25% off your first year by using my name, Buck, as the promo code 1-800-LIFELOCK, or go online to LifeLock.com. That's LifeLock.com, and use Buck for 25% off. I've been a LifeLock customer for years. You need to have this. You need to have this protection. You know, you need to have, you know, fire insurance on your house and flood insurance in a lot of places. You want to have LifeLock as your form of insurance online, right? As your cyber protection insurance, if you will. So you need to have LifeLock. That is the move. That's the way to do it. So the inflation situation is out of control and the gas prices are super high. So what does the White House try to do now? They're basically at the point where they're just going to say, hey, we need to have a gas tax holiday. First of all, Biden said this about the Chevron CEO who has been, because the gas companies are saying this White House doesn't know what they're talking about. So Biden gets all snarky about the Chevron CEO. Play clip one.
A question on the Chevron CEO's complaint today. He said that your administration has largely criticized the oil and gas industry and at times vilified it, and that the administration would need to take a change in approach in order to make progress on reducing energy prices and to increase supply. Do you have a reaction to that, sir?
It's mildly sensitive. I didn't know they'd get their feelings hurt that quickly.
Mildly sensitive. They'll get their feelings hurt. This guy is so inept and incapable. And I knew it all along. You knew it all along. It's not a surprise. Democrats just lied. They just lived in a delusion, which is what they always do. Yeah, Biden's great. He's really smart. No one believes that. They didn't believe it till 5 minutes ago, or 5 minutes before the 2020 election, because they don't believe it anymore. So there are some people who are being realistic about this. A gas tax holiday. What will this actually do? Here's former Obama economic advisor Austin Goolsbee on this one. Play clip two.
In an environment where the supply is constrained, when you get rid of the tax, if you got rid of the tax, it might very well be that the refineries simply raise the price and they say, hey, thank you very much. You basically, rather than cutting the tax and getting it passed through to the consumers, did a thing that got passed through to the refineries. So the consumer's actual benefit might be even smaller than what it first looks like.
Basically, it's not going to work. It's not going to work. So even this idea of a gas tax holiday, but this is just now the Biden administration is essentially a step away from just saying, you know what, we're going to send everybody a check for $500 in the mail. Oh, wait, will that help with inflation? Of course not, but the Biden administration is just trying to come up with some way to buy off as many voters as they can in the closing months here before the midterm election, because they know they stink at their jobs, their ideas are crap, and the country sees it, except for the ideologues who are so brain eroded by Trump. Oh, Trump is so scary. Anything's better than Trump. Really? Is this better than Trump? Because the answer is no. Even if you're a Democrat, the answer is no. And I know it's hard for them to hear that. It's hard for them to believe that, but it's true. It is true. So this is what we are facing. This is what we are seeing right now, friends. The collapse of whatever's left of the Biden plan and replacing it, honestly, with these just gimmicks. They are gimmicks. And then, of course, you have the true believers in the background of all this, like Jennifer Granholm, who's saying, yeah, okay, you know, you can't afford your gas, but it's a great time to transition to green energy. Play clip seven.
We've got, obviously, all of this upheaval. We've got the coming out of the pandemic. We've got this obvious invasion of Ukraine on the energy side. And we've got the moment to think and act strategically about lifting up communities and building these supply chains out and building out the installations in a way that give everyone a chance to succeed.
Yeah. Transition to green energy, not a transition to a better time in the economy necessarily, where you can afford things and you can pay for things, but transition to green energy. Sorry if it hurts the peasants, but we have to save the planet. That is the real attitude of the people running this regime under Biden. That is the reality right now, friends. And then there's Biden. Here he is just real quick on gun control. He's just saying the usual. Play clip 11, please.
Have you received a briefing on the guns legislation that senators say that they've gotten to a legislative text point?
A very brief briefing before I walked in the room to make sure I say, let them announce it, and then I'll speak to it.
Are you satisfied?
Let them announce it, and I'll speak to it.
Let them announce it, and I'll speak to it. It will do nothing. It will do nothing. In fact, it's kind of vague in its language, as I've been able to see snippets of it so far. And it will just end up being abused and annoy people that are law-abiding and do nothing to stop criminals, nothing to stop mass shootings. It's very clear. But Democrats want to antagonize those who believe in the Second Amendment. That's ultimately what this is about, because they can't really think it's going to stop any mass shootings, because it won't. You know, team, I happen to be down in Florida, and who do I stumble upon but former President Trump himself? And he has a lot of thoughts for us, including on our one-year anniversary, on current occupant of the White House, Joe Biden, and much more. Mr. President, good to have you with us.
Well, I want to say congratulations to you, Buck, and also to Clay, on your one-year anniversary of fantastic radio. You know, you're really doing a tremendous job. And we're down here at a beautiful convention and on Key Largo. You know, they call it Key Largo. It's quite frankly the largest key and the greatest key in the history of the Florida Keys when you look at it. Everyone's driving golf carts around, and you know how much I love to golf. And one thing you don't see, you know, you don't see a lot of people on bikes out here. Maybe that's because Sleepy Joe just fell, but I can tell you this. I will never ride a bicycle. I've been saying that I'm not going to ride a bicycle because I don't want something like that to happen. But I could probably ride it better than Lance Armstrong when you think about it. But I love golf carts. I love golf. And this is a beautiful place. And you are doing a fantastic job. You and your partner, Clay, you're doing a fantastic job standing up for everything, including what Clay likes to say, the First Amendment and other things. You know, when you look at it, he said it on fake news, CNN. But you're doing a wonderful job with your program, and congratulations on 1 year. You know, one big, beautiful year.
So the price of gas, as you know, Mr. President, it's really high right now. And a lot of people are playing a clip from a couple of years ago where you said if Joe Biden becomes president, gas will be $6, $7, $8 a gallon. It's already hit $7 a gallon in some parts of California and some of the higher gas price states. So how did you see this coming, and how do we get out of this mess?
Well, the fake news is going to say I was lying, because gas is going to go to $10 a gallon. And they're going to say, you know, look at that. He played it off like it was nothing. They said only $5. I said $5, $6, maybe $7 a gallon. It's going up higher than Hunter Biden on a Saturday night when you look at it. It's a horrible thing, like Elon Musk's rocket ship. It's going to the moon. But, you know, they're blaming it on Vladimir Putin. We need to be energy independent again. And quite frankly, I think it could happen, and it will happen. Just give it a few years and we're going to take it all back, and we're going to make America great again. But we could fix it, and they refuse to fix it. You know, now Sleepy Joe wants to talk about federal gas tax. How about we look at producing our own energy and stop relying on Russia for energy and oil? And maybe we could get better gas prices, because it's killing people. Quite frankly, it's killing people, believe me.
You know, Mr. President, CNN just last week posted its worst week of ratings in over 20 years, which a lot of people are saying shows just how broken that network is after your presidency. So if Jim Acosta is going to bed with tears at night knowing that CNN has been beaten up so badly by Trump, what do you want to say? How would you encourage CNN to come out of their fake news slumber?
Well, I would say you have to tread water for 2 more years, then I'll be back, and then you'll finally have something to talk about, because there's nothing to talk about on the fake news. They don't talk about anything. They used to talk about Trump. You know, that's why I said the failing New York Times was probably going to endorse me, because I'm the only thing keeping them afloat. And now they have nothing to talk about. The ratings are going down, you know, harder and faster than, quite frankly, when Rosie O'Donnell falls out of bed. It's a horrible thing that's happening. But you're seeing the rise of new and better news. And CNN is going by the wayside unless they shape up. And they're not going to do that because, you know, quite frankly, they're going to lose even more ratings if they do that. So I would say tread water and wait for me to come back, and then maybe you'll have something to talk about.
And if you're going to tell folks to follow more of your work, and I know you're very close with a Captain Deplorable, where should everybody go to see what Captain Deplorable, your good buddy's up to?
CaptainDeplorable45.com. He'll leave you a big, beautiful birthday message, and he'll troll your liberal sister-in-law if you have one. And it's a great place to go. So check it out, CaptainDeplorable45.com. And check out the podcast. It's really incredible, believe me.
Thanks for hanging out, team. Appreciate you being here with me. Talk to you tomorrow. Shields high. Since 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been committed to supporting our nation's first responders and veterans, heroes who put their lives on the line for our communities and our country. Heroes like U.S. Army Major Jonathan Turnbull. Major Turnbull sustained devastating injuries at the hands of an ISIS suicide bomber. The complete loss of his left eye, a puncture to his right eye, he needed more than 20 surgeries and countless hours of rehabilitation. Tunnel to Towers paid off his mortgage and gave him a specially adapted smart home designed for his needs. He moves around his home more easily now. His home also gives him hope. With help from people like you, the foundation supports families like the Turnbulls. Join Tunnel to Towers in supporting America's heroes, our nation's catastrophically injured veterans and first responders, homeless veterans, Gold Star families, and the families of fallen first responders. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2T.org. 95 cents of every dollar goes directly to their programs.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear because it's like I want to confront anything in my life that feels challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.